It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Welcome back. You're tuned into The Wire. Remember, you can let us know what you think about these pieces. Just text on 53955. For people with cystic fibrosis, treatment options in New Zealand have been very limited. Many have had to either deal with the consequences of a chronic illness, in and out of hospital constantly, or fund prohibitively expensive treatments themselves. But after years of campaigning from the cystic fibrosis community, Pharmac has now decided to fund the, quote, life-saving Trikafta drug, a treatment which will impact hundreds of New Zealanders living with cystic fibrosis daily. I spoke to Lisa Burns, Chief Executive of Cystic Fibrosis New Zealand, about the funding decision and what this means for patients. I first asked what daily impact cystic fibrosis has on people with the chronic illness.
The daily impact of cystic fibrosis on people is essentially that they spend 3 to 4 hours doing treatments every day. There's a lot of nebulizer treatments, physio, taking a lot of medication. It's incredibly taxing on their daily lives, and that's one of the reasons why we're so excited about getting access to Trikafta.
Trikafta has been described as a life-saving drug for people with CF. What does access to this treatment result in for the average patient?
So Trikafta treats the underlying cause of cystic fibrosis. So what that means is that it has the potential to add an additional 27 years of full health to a person's life. And the way that it will do that is through quality of life. It will increase their lung function. It will help them put on weight. It will reduce their infections and hospitalizations. It decreases the risk of a lung transplant and also of premature death.
The cystic fibrosis community has been calling on Pharmac to fund Trikafta for a number of years now. What treatment options were available to people before this announcement?
So in a nutshell, the only main treatment was the equivalent of sucking on salt water through a nebulizer, and that was to help bring up the mucus that sits in the lungs. But other than that, with antibiotics, and there are other medications that they're taking, there was nothing like Trikafta available to treat cystic fibrosis in New Zealand.
How much did Trikafta cost for people looking to fund treatment themselves?
So for people who were self-funding, I believe the cost was around $330,000, which is the list price. So obviously it's pretty much out of reach of most people to pay for that themselves.
Why has Pharmac decided to fund Trikafta now after years of inaction?
I think that when Pharmac did the cost-benefit analysis in August, when they released their technology assessment report, it told a very clear story, and there was a lot of data and a lot of evidence that supported the use of this medication. Obviously, that's quite significant, adding 27 years to somebody's life. And one of the things that we've been campaigning on is the fact that this medicine is an investment, not a cost. And by investing in this medicine, there will be direct benefits to our health system.
How many people are likely to benefit from this access?
We understand that there will be around 388 people who will be eligible for this medicine.